Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Hey.
My name is Tyler, and this is Cam.
What's up?
And this is Radio Zero, brought to you every week by the Cobalt at 917 Main Street.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Tonight, the Cobalt, Trevor Risk, starts a new night there. Come Friday, it's called.
It's called Come Friday?
Yes.
Come Friday.
Yeah, you don't know this? You haven't looked at Facebook in a year? It's been like a couple weeks.
Well, the thing about Facebook events is that I've stopped looking at them entirely.
They're impossible, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could. Like, I don't want to complain about people promoting, because that's what I have to do. Like, we've got to do it on Facebook as well.
Totally.
It's just, you get so much stuff that has nothing, like, I'm getting invested in Kingston, Ontario, London, Ontario, like, all this stuff that I'm never going to see a DJ battle in Lethbridge, Alberta.
Yeah, I got somehow looped into this weird, like, electro banger circle of club promoters in Australia send me stuff like five times a day. There's like, they're like giving away free shrimp at one of their bars or something. I don't know, but I never met these guys, so I've stopped watching.
It's hard. Yeah, I mean, it's like just, it's too much.
Yeah.
I liked when it was just how it was originally, because you could be a part of a group if you wanted to be, and you could get, you know, like, in, if you wanted to have notifications or messages from them, you get that.
Yeah.
If not, like, it didn't matter.
You got no choice. I'm adrift in a sea of powerlessness.
It worked really well at the beginning because, I mean, you know, you'd send out a message or whatever to only people that wanted to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Them's the breaks. Maybe Google Plus is where we'll have to migrate to.
Yeah, that'll probably work. That's probably what we're
going to
do.
We're all going to Google Plus,
yeah,
guys.
We're going to Google Plus. I'll see you there.
I'm going to start promoting exclusively on Google Plus.
I'll see you on Google Plus. Hey, how's your Facebook stock doing?
Oh, I'm sure it's everyone's Facebook stock is doing great.
But how's yours doing?
Oh, mine? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Mine too.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Mine's the same as everyone else's. Down 15% or something or more.
Yeah, pretty much the same. You know, good.
But anyhow,
good to very strong to very strong.
Like I was saying tonight, Trevor Risk and Christian Flores from Winnie Cooper got their new party starting at the Cobalt.
Cool.
Tonight.
Also tonight, if you're in Vancouver, at Fortune Sound Club is the very last night that Cut Corners is ever going to be playing in Vancouver. He's doing a live set with the rest of the freshest. Him and Marvel are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And in the karaoke room, we're going to be having a special invite-only rad times. So, hit us up on Facebook, I guess, if you haven't ignored us because of all the notifications. But, it's a guest list-only event, so get at us and we'll give you some guest lists. You can have as much as you want, but you got to register.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we've got the Needles and Pins album release party.
Yeah.
At the Astoria.
With the Jolts and Korean Gut.
Yep. So that'll be rad, as well as me and Cam as the Wild Zero DJs.
Yeah.
So that's going to rule. So if you missed us doing our sort of punk rock, I don't know what you call that. Fun punk dance party.
Sure.
Whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, sure.
Hangout music.
That's how it is.
We'll be doing that tomorrow night at the Astoria. And Sunday, anything happening Sunday?
Yeah. I'm going to be having dinner.
Yeah.
And watching Game of Thrones.
Right, Game of Thrones and Mad Men.
New Game of Thrones. And I haven't, you know, I've only ever watched one episode of Mad Men, and everybody who I say that to is just like, what? You haven't watched? It's as if I told them, like, oh, you know what? I actually, like, cut my big toe off for fun last night.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't gotten up to date with Mad Men? I'm like, yeah. Whatever, man. And ladies. The sun is finally back out in Vancouver, so go outside for at least a little while before you see us in the club tonight. And, I don't know, what are we starting with? What kind of music do we have today, Tyler?
Oh, tell me this is going to work.
It's working.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. A variety of new stuff.
Some cool
new stuff.
Let's get right into it. It's exactly 2 p.m.
This is Sup Yo with Chords. I got a bunch of, New stuff from The Drum, just did a remix of Soft Metal, so we're going to play that. A bunch of new things.
Cool.
Anyhow, what's up, yo?
Radio Zero. We'll be right back. The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This May in Discorder, sit down for a chat with local thrash punk sensations New Sensei. Get well acquainted with Peace before their new album drops. Find out if Weed the Band is better than The Substance. And discover the response from members of Prestronaut on the controversies surrounding bands and crowdsourced funding. As always in Discorder, get your healthy dose of Venue News, Filmstrip, take a look at our beautiful calendar, browse the always-changing CITR program guide, tuck up bits of Mark DeLong's art project on your bedroom walls, take in some reviews of music both recorded and live, and all the other goodies you know and love. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
Vancouver's Sid Chow Tan is a social and environmental activist, known for both television programs like Earth Scene and for his 20-year struggle against Canada's 1929 Chinese Immigration Act. Tan also ran for public office as part of the Green Party in 1999. He is an active community service volunteer and holds posts at the Fire Hall Arts Center and the Chinese Canadian National Council, among others.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. This is Radio Zero, every Friday.
My headphones are plugged in.
You got the suckers plugged in?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
What did we just hear? That Deep Rest cover of Climax is awesome.
Yeah, it's sweet. Those like three kids from Montreal.
Yeah.
We just heard Night Moves, track called Challenger. Before that, Bio. I think he was the drummer for Vampire Weekend.
Okay.
We heard Sunburn Modern. We heard Xanax by Deep Rest, which is the Climax cover, the Usher cover.
Zarn Barn Modern.
Before that, St. John Hawk and Morris, One Kiss, Fatima El Kadiri, How Can I Resist You, The Girl Unit Remix. So was Sup Yo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did anything funny happen to you this week?
Funny happened to me this week?
Or anything interesting?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Okay, well, I went...
I can't think of any awkward, like...
Yeah, no, I was thinking about this on the way here, because I went and had lunch. My dad is in town. And he called me up. I thought, I've been really out of being organized because I'm still like moving and unpacking stuff. And it's just like, I'm kind of feeling unhinged. And so my schedule for the like next 2 weeks, I've just blown completely because I forget where everything is.
Yeah.
So I thought that my dad was coming next week, next Friday to come hang out with me. But he called me. So I was like at work this morning, like in the middle of a meeting. And my dad like rings me and I'm like, oh, well, all right, well, I'll just catch him at the end of this meeting. So then I call him and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, pretty good. I'm at the place you're supposed to meet me. Where the hell are you? And I'm like, oh, what? So he's in Calgary or in Vancouver from Calgary, like a week ahead of schedule as far as I'm concerned. So I'm kind of freaking out. But anyway, then I went and hung out with him and we had a little bit of lunch and he was like, so anything good happened to you last week? And I'm like, yeah, well, allegedly, yes, but I couldn't think of one thing. I feel like such a boring pile right now. It's like, well, like I must have done something that would be worth talking about.
I went to a talk yesterday at Inform. This furniture designer was there, but like, that's not really that. Like, there's nothing awkward, or I didn't really mess up in any big ways, which is the more interesting stuff.
Yeah, you didn't put any drink rings on the tables or anything.
No, I didn't do any of that.
You respect wood? Yeah. I would have been.
Who said that?
Larry David.
Ah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
That would be a good place to do it. Inform.
Well, actually, okay, so I was there, and there's this guy. He's from Italy, and he's like a legend in the industrial design world. And he's there, and he's doing a Q&A session with the like editor of this kind of like dumb interior design magazine. But whatever, it's a big deal to see this guy.
Yeah.
So there's like about 150, maybe 200 people there. They're watching, and it's a nice sort of like a fancy party. So there's like free booze and free food and stuff. But this guy, the point is to see this guy and listen to him. And it's at Inform. Inform isn't wired for mics because they don't. It's a showroom. It's not for presentations. So they're speaking with their regular voices. And some of the people that came to this thing were so impossibly rude. I really couldn't believe it. But like, clearly, these are just people who got the invite because they like spend money at the store or whatever. They're like, oh, yeah, hey, come and check us out. So anyway, this girl shows up. So it's between 5 and 7:30, and the guy's going to speak at like 6. And so you'd think that if the guy's speaking and you're there, because you could see through the window, you know, oh, this talk is on. Everybody's not talking to each other. They're looking in one direction and listening. So you think, all right, I missed it, you know? Or you got to, like, if you're going to come in as quietly as possible, find a place, post up, enjoy the speech, and then go do whatever. So this girl shows up like 25 minutes into his little talk.
Yeah.
Opens the door wide open, walks in, lets it close. You know, it's like making a ruckus. Comes in, ruffling her stuff around, picks up a gift bag, and then walks over to in front of where I'm standing, which is fairly close to where the guy is, but I was standing behind this big table that had all these like plates of cheese and grapes and stuff on it.
Right.
And she comes up, and there's this old couple, or older couple, maybe in their, you know, late 60s, that are standing in front of us.
Yeah.
And they're leaning on the table, because it's been a bit of a long talk. Like, we're into about an hour long now. So people are kind of, there's no chairs or anything, people are standing up. So they're leaning on this table. And this girl is so interested in the cheese on this table that she's, like, shoving these old people out of the way.
What?
Yeah.
What?
She like comes up, she's like, nudging. I don't know, I've never seen her. But she comes through, and then she like grabs this knife and starts just hacking at this block of cheese. She's like cutting through the cheese and scraping the knife on the plate, so it's making that squeaky knife sound. And she's just like, like chawing these chunks of cheese. And everyone around is looking just like, what the hell is going on? This guy's never going to come back. You're never going to get the opportunity to see this guy speak in person, you know, or, you know, realistically, you're probably not going to see this guy again. And this girl, like, you can't wait 15 more minutes before packing cheese into your stupid mouth.
In front of everybody?
In front of everyone. In front of a silent room.
Nobody said anything?
No, everybody was
too polite.
Somebody
probably should have said something. Being polite is saying something and be like, hey, shut the heck up. Like,
yeah, totally.
What are you doing?
Totally.
Chill out until afterwards.
I felt like it was a pretty embarrassing situation overall for Canada because this guy clearly comes from a place where, I mean, like, you know, he's at the top of the top of the world or whatever, but like, he's on tour to do these things. It's not an easy thing to get him there.
Yeah.
And while we were there, there were maybe, and this is realistic, I'm not exaggerating one little bit, maybe 15 cell phones went off during this thing.
What?
Yeah, people's ringers, people's alarms, and it was like, one girl had like, okay, so like, everyone recognizes the Apple ring, right? So the Apple ring goes a million times, but then, you know, you can set your Apple ring to like, alert, you know the alert one that goes like, okay, so that one goes off twice.
Nice.
And then there was somebody else had some like 90s era whatever phone that was playing this like smooth kind of like restaurant disco.
Yeah.
Like doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo- ringtone tunes, and whoever it was, let it ring and ring out.
Just so, let it fly.
Oh, like 25, 30 seconds of this thing. And then whoever was on the other end had left a message, so it was the message thing came on. Like, I was sitting there just like, wow.
Were these people all mentally ill homeless people or something trying to get free cheese?
No, it was, seriously, it was a crowd of people that I, like, didn't really know. Everybody's kind of older and, like, they're in the, you know, they're in the fancy furniture industry.
So you'd think that they're somewhat professional.
Yeah, you'd think that they would have a little bit more decency, that they would keep their stupid cell phones on silent and
reserve eating the cheese at a crazy pace for the end of the speech. You can wait
before it.
Either before or after.
Or show up in time and have the cheese beforehand so you're all cheesed up.
Yeah. I was standing there and this lady pushed in front of me so she could get her iPhone and like put her arms up in front of these people and take a picture of the guy. But she rested her arm on some dude's shoulder without asking. She just like walked up and like posted up against this guy. And then she started taking pictures of all...
You have a tripod. You haven't heard about this?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. Occupy.
But then she started taking pictures of like all the stuff around her too. Like it was, oh, there's fancy lamps in here. So she's like click, 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 like looking around. Like full-on tourist style.
Just populated Instagram.
I was so mad. It made me furious. Anyway, if you're listening, Giulio Capellini, I apologize on behalf of everyone. Because it was ridiculous. Capellini. Yeah, hopefully you don't judge the whole country on this ridiculous experience. Anyway, he was really nice about it. He's a very cool guy. But it was ridiculous.
I feel bad for him and embarrassed for the rest of us.
Right? Anyway, that's probably the most embarrassing thing that happened to me all week. I didn't even do it.
I'm sure I did something embarrassing and made a fool of myself somewhere, but I can't remember. I blocked it out of my memory.
Yeah, fair enough. What's coming up?
Let's get back to more tracks here. Just released this afternoon.
Whoa. Really fresh.
Really fresh.
So fresh.
A new soft metals song.
Impossibly fresh.
Soft metals, Psychic Driving, but it's the drum remix. The drum are members of Valis and Cleek Talk out of Chicago. And I like their new output. So, yeah.
When was this released? Like 15 minutes ago?
At around noon.
You heard it here.
So there you go.
What's up?
A Vancouver debut or something. The radio's here. You can get a hold of us. Oh, man, I hope that works.
It's working. I can hear it.
Really? Oh, yeah. 822-247 or on the Twitter, twitter.com/ @radio0radio. All right, CITR.
Hey, you want to go for a ride?
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
I'm Kush Pack Marley, Sega Dreamcast, beam me up Scotty, move slow, think fast. Kush Pack Marley, Sega Dreamcast, move slow, think fast. Sega Dreamcast, we Kush Pack Marley, move slow, think fast.
Hell with white bitches, hell giant, $1 million, mixing boys, your finger touching, oh lord, goddamn. Two times, goddamn, goddamn. Pop one, Mike and Ice. Shout out to Ken. I cloudscape when you stand. I'm a M-A-N. Same young nigga with OG gauge in the trash can. Smith and Wessons, got Desmond. Pitch black nights like Wessons. Like hoodie music, niggas.
I see I'm Kush Pack Marley. Save the Dreamcast. Beam me up, Scotty. Move slow, think fast. Kush Pack Marley. I got Kush sacks that 5.5. By rap drive by, the smoke leak fly by. Leave you with tired eyes like squinting in bright sight. Living like my last, cause I know what my life like. Now that I rap, I should be going for 5 mics. Instead I chase a fantasy of owning a nightlife. Risking that nice life for people who so trite. Musically went left, financially got right. Old school high to that Sega Dreamcast. Beanie and Scotty, the world I'm a beam past. Inner so young one, the inner so young one. Physical hard working, we don't bump guns. I'm burning, I hustle, that guap, I'm earning, I hustle, got it too hot, worldwide federation, staff boot high, hop in and turn buck club, I'm hot, I'm burning, I hustle, that guap, I'm earning, I hustle, push patch on, save the dream cash, beam me up Scotty, move slow, think fast.
Ice.
red. Blood red. Red. The promise of 24 carats. You wanna be my baby? You put some red on that ring, put some red on it. You put some red on my name, put some red on it. You put some red on that ring, put some red on it. You put some red on my name, put some red on that, red on that, red on that, red. You put some red on my red. You put some red on my red. Play me some Tupac. Yeah, I get in your pride.
You're right, you're right.
So it gon' pop up.
Yeah,
the tricky can't ride.
Yeah.
Your mama barely got it, hollow flies fill it up. Her lips blood stained, throat raw from throwing up. You see her crawling and you laugh at how proud she is. Her fat legs wobble under weight of bump up kids. Your papa head full of precious stones and oil well. His greedy fingers dig for booga booga in herself. Ashy old shit, crusty nappy old fool. Learned the split tongue trick from the mission school. Father born his shit, learned to live to love the stink. Mama cat strapped up hip to her own pink. Kimberly's gaping wound, your hand of sandy guts pile. Legs thrown apart, emptied while she wore a smile. Bright scattering light, luminous, luminous, the unflinching. Make you feel like the tomb she is. Booming is the bomb when the Christ created song. And we dance around the dead drum for freedom as a con. Put some red on that ring, put some red on it. You put some red on my face, put some red on that. You put some red on that ring, put some red on that. You put some red on my face, put some red on that, red on that, red on that.
Red.
Grammy Award winners, Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from the
right, all right, all right, all right. That's just about it for Radio Zero for the week. It's 5:25. We'll be here for, I don't know, one or two more songs. Nardwar's coming up in the news. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll see you next week. We'll see you tonight at Fortune Sound Club, maybe tonight at the Cobalt, tomorrow night, Wild Zero, the Astoria, whatever kind of club that is. We're going to be doing...
The Astoria, the bar.
At the bar of the Astoria. the Needles and Pins release party with the Jolts and Korean Gut. So come check it out. We're doing Wild Zero. Punk and New Wave. And whatever. All right. See ya.
We got to say thanks to the Cobalt for sponsoring the show.
Right.
The show is brought to you by the Cobalt. 917 Main Street.
917 Main Street. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
All right. See you next week.
Now